Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports, and we have some real special guests in the studio with us today. Actually, they're TV stars, too, because they're just featured on Boyd Huppert's Land of 10,000 Stories on Care 11. Some of the Lacapra Valley boys volleyball players are in the studio. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Of course.
Are you excited to be at Q92?
Yes. I've been dreaming of this.
You have? Who's been dreaming of this?
Him.
Okay, what? Awesome. Well, we're glad you're here. You guys are really having fun playing volleyball, aren't you?
Yes.
Lots of fun.
Really. Okay, let's go around and why don't you introduce yourself and maybe what position you play on the boys' volleyball team, okay? We'll start.
Okay, my name is Ian Nukafin. I play left back.
My name is Rodson Casaclon.
Get a little closer to the mic there, Rodson.
Yeah. My name is Rodson Casaclon, and I play outside hitter.
My name is Martin Emmis, and I play middle hitter.
My name is Elias Lanza, and I play middle.
All right. So talk about your season. Let's start with you, Martin. Talk about your season so far. How's it going for the boys' volleyball team?
It's going pretty well. It's going good.
More wins than losses?
It's even.
It's even, 500,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But as Boyd pointed out in the Atlanta 10,000 Stories, you guys play in bigger schools. Talk about that a little bit. How do you feel about that, having to drive to the cities and play these monster schools?
It's really good.
You know, I have to say it's very out of the ordinary. I mean, when you, like in that story he had, you know, the population of 71,000, or was it around that?
Yeah.
That was, you know, insane that a school with like 400 kids is playing, and even like JV and varsity, they both have beaten Maple Grove now. So that's just, it's insane. And I feel like, you know, that doesn't get talked about enough at our school, honestly, because that's just something that you don't ever see. And I think that's just, it's really cool.
All right.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay. I agree.
All right. Well, let's go around. You introduced yourself a little bit, but tell us a bit if you have other activities at Lacapra Valley, maybe a little bit about your family, that kind of stuff. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I like to listen to music and sing. I have a family of like five, and I am the only one that's like graduating this year.
Okay. And you're a senior?
Yes.
I am, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And how about you, Rodson?
I have two siblings, and I'm in Diversity Club.
Diversity Club.
Yeah.
You like being in a Diversity Club?
Yeah, a lot of fun activities that we do and stuff.
Good. All right. And Martin, how about you?
I got three siblings. I play basketball.
Yeah. Okay.
I like to listen to music, too.
Okay. What kind of music do you like to listen to, Rodson? Martin, sorry.
I like country.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And the other three didn't like that, did
you? I mean, I listen to any type of music, you know, whatever blesses my ears.
All right.
You should listen to Chiqui songs. Oh, yeah.
Oh, what's that?
You should listen to Chiqui songs.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I think I could get into that. That's good movement song, right?
Yeah.
Okay, how about you, Elias?
So I have three siblings. One of them's in college. The other two are still in their sophomore year at Lacapra. And I was in football and basketball, and then I tried volleyball this year, my first year, and it's really fun. It's really, really fun. So,
okay. I guess I should back up here. I should let our listeners know boys volleyball. I think this is their second year sanctioned by the Minnesota High School League. So it's a legal sanctioned sport in the whole state of Minnesota, like football and basketball is. And this is Lacapra Valley's very first year, the inaugural year, right?
Yes.
So, were you excited when you got officially, you can officially play now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Really excited.
But last year, you know, you're in a, it was called a club, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you like played Dawson Boyd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sartell and Wilmer.
Okay. And they don't have boys volleyball teams yet though,
no,
right?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. They're still clubs. Okay. All right. So I'm going to ask you some volleyball questions, okay? And we'll just go around the room here. So how do you prepare for a big match? When you go down to cities to play in tournaments, how do you prepare mentally? Or okay, let's make it easier. What's your go-to snack before a volleyball match? What do you like to eat?
I like eating bananas before a match.
I'm with you. I like bananas.
I like to eat Skittles.
What's that?
I like to eat Skittles.
Okay.
Yeah, same. I like to eat sweets before I play. Gets me all energized.
A lot of sugar then, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd go with a Twix bar.
A Twix bar. Anybody a Snickers bar? That's my go-to.
I mean, it's all right. I prefer Reese's, though.
Oh, yeah. Reese's peanut butter.
Mr. Benson.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about your team in general. Y'all get along real well?
Yes, we really do.
All right. So I'm going to ask you, who's the funniest guy on the team then?
Well, he's in this room right now. It's Martin.
Martin.
Is that true, Martin?
Nah, I'm a quiet kid.
No.
Everybody agree with that?
No.
Him being a quiet kid? No.
Okay. Well, who's the quiet guy on the team?
Well, he's also in this room too. Rodson.
Hope you brought the right ones in today. All right. So what's your favorite volleyball memory so far this year?
Well, I'd say mine was playing against Elk River because that really showed how hard we can play and how competitive we get.
Okay.
My favorite.
What's your favorite memory, volleyball memory this year?
Just getting to know the people that we play against.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bus rides? You like the bus rides?
Yeah. I don't know.
My favorite memory was after the game against Elk River. A team member from Elk River came up to us and gave us a really good compliment. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's great. Elias?
Yeah, for me, I think, you know, this being my first year, I think just all the memories that I've made, you know, seeing, I've, you know, grew up with this group of guys since, like, I was a kid, and just seeing them finally be able to go out and, you know, play their game and show, you know, these bigger schools and even show the news, like, what they bring to the table, and, you know, finally getting recognized for that, getting complimented for that, that's probably one of my favorite ones, just knowing that, you know, our school is able to show what they have.
Awesome. That's great. Little
spitting bars. Ooh.
What's that? Gosh. What's that, Martin?
He's spitting bars right now.
Oh. No cap.
All right. I broadcast a couple of your matches along with mm-hmm. Hope helped me out here, and I really enjoyed following you guys and watching, you know, broadcasting your matches and stuff. Who got the player of the game? Anybody get a player of the game t-shirt?
Me.
Martin did. Okay.
Me and my brother.
Oh, your brother. That's right. That was up in the Springfield or the Spring.
It was at STM.
St. Michael Albertville. Yeah, that's what it was. Yep, you bet. Let's talk about the bus rides. I want to know more about bus rides. Are they eventful?
It's really fun.
It's very fun
and funny. I love it.
What do you do on a bus ride?
We just hang out, play music, just all sort of stuff.
Go ahead, Rodson.
I sleep.
Are the bus drivers pretty good? Or are they?
Yes.
They
yes.
drive well?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out, Amy.
Shout out to who?
Amy. Miss Amy.
She's your bus driver. Oh, I met her. She was at St. Michael Elberville. Awesome. Okay. Let's talk about the competition. It's mostly bigger schools. How does that affect you? Do you think about that or not?
No.
You just get after it, huh?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. That's kind of cool, huh? So who's a senior here? Anybody? Graduating?
Yeah, it's me and Elias.
Okay. Just two of you? Okay. So you graduate on Sunday then, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Talk about that a little bit. You know, your last year, is it kind of emotional for you to know that it's done?
Yeah, I'm going to miss playing with these guys because it really brings out, like, the joy in me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm going to miss, like, every memory.
Yeah.
How about you, Elias?
Same goes for me. I mean, I grew really close to this group of guys, you know, this year, especially playing volleyball with them. And, you know, I'm going to miss a lot of it when I finally leave the school for good.
Yep. Uh-oh. Somebody's crying. Martin?
Yeah.
I tell you what, let's talk a little bit about what – happened Monday night on Care 11 on the television. What a story that Boyd Huppert did. Did you enjoy that? Talk about that experience a little bit with Boyd Huppert and the cameraman coming around, following you guys around, asking you questions. Who was on TV? Who got interviewed here? Martin, were you interviewed?
Yeah, I did, but it wasn't.
Okay.
I did get interviewed, but they, it didn't
they,
show.
They cut you out.
Yeah, well, they cut me out. Oh, come on.
Bro had no shoes, that's why.
Were you all waiting for it to come on? Did you all watch? Do you have
a yeah, I was part? I was actually waiting for like half an hour.
That's because the NBA was on before. What a game. But talk about that experience with Boyd. He came out to Lac Parle Valley, didn't he?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Did he just talk to the coaches and or you guys or what?
Well, he had talked to some of the players and the coaches, but like we were really doing our thing, just practicing, and they're like recording us.
Okay. Okay, yeah, and they were at tournament too, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I noticed on that little bit? How hard you guys practice. I noticed Andrew was really putting you guys to work there for a while. Talk about volleyball practices. Are they hard?
I mean, for me, nah. You know, I'm like, I'd say I'm the most fit on the team, but.
You're the what?
most fit.
Oh, you're the most fit. Oh, that's good. All right. Is that right, Martin?
I am most definitely, bro. You're the most fit.
Okay. Talk about your practices. Is it the same thing all the time?
Well, we don't know what to expect, really, because Andrew always has some stuff, like new stuff for us every day, every week.
Okay. I'd say, you know, some practices we start off with like kind of like plyometrics, kind of we incorporate those into our practices, and then some practices we just scrimmage to like prepare for an upcoming game.
Okay.
But yeah, every practice, you know, brings something different.
Okay, let's talk about the playoffs coming up here. I think it starts next week.
Yeah.
We don't know who you play yet. The seedings will come out shortly, right? Hope. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, Saturday.
They'll come out. Okay. Are you excited about the playoffs?
I'm really sure pumped. I can't wait.
Yeah. Let's do it. Oh, yeah. The goal is what?
To win, of course.
Yeah. And to make it the state?
Yes. Yeah. That's what we want.
That'd be pretty cool. Wouldn't it? Be nice to have a home match, wouldn't it?
Yes.
I would love that.
So you seniors probably won't be a home match, but Rotson will probably have a home match next year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good. That'd be great.
I'll be there.
You'll be there? Yeah. You'll be there cheering
I'll be watching too.
All right. I bet. All right. Anything else you guys like to mention? How about your coaches? Let's talk about Coach Molly Hennon. Now, Molly's probably not going to be back next year because she's getting married, moving away.
Yeah,
how do you feel about that?
I mean, you know, it's sad that she's leaving, but, like, good for her because, like, she has someone.
Yeah. Good. Molly and I go way back. You know, she's helped me broadcast a lot of basketball and volleyball matches in the past. So, and I remember Molly when she was in seventh grade playing for Minneota. She was a very good volleyball player. Ooh. Did she ever talk about that?
Yeah, we call her D1.
You call her D1 because she's so good in volleyball, right?
Of course.
She's got some championships under her belt, I think, too. So, and Andrew Schmidt is the assistant coach, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is he the one that kind of does the practices a lot?
Yeah, he gets us in shape.
He gets you in shape?
Yeah. He's really hard on us, and it's good.
And it pays off, right?
Yes. He wants the best out of us, and we give him the best.
Okay. And there's another coach, the junior high coach?
Janelle?
Miss Boyum.
Okay. Yep. And is there a lot of junior high kids out?
It's like
okay. Decent amount, yeah.
Decent amount, okay, good. And Hope Schmidt helps a lot with the social media and the and right?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's pretty good at the social media, isn't
she? She brings the hype out.
Yeah, she brings the hype. Okay. Hey, guys, thanks for coming in. And what music am I supposed to listen to again?
Choki's songs,
Choki's songs. Can you send me a couple of them?
I got you. You should.
T-Boy?
This is T-Boy. Or Mikey Elias,
Well, it's Mikey Elias, T-Boy, huh? All right, can you send it to me and I'll listen to it, okay?
I got you.
All right. Good luck in the playoffs, man.
Thank you.
I'll do my best to be following you, and it'll be fun.
Coach, thanks for having us.
You bet. Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much. Shout out to Mark Birnio.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys.
Yes.
That's the La Caprera Valley Boys Volleyball Team. And good luck to them in the playoffs coming up next week.